don't know what to say.
Because he gets a the funny thing is it's hard to do his regular one, but his hyper angry one is always easy to do. Number five, Israelis contend with prospect of third poll days after vote. Next, I don't really care. I don't care about international politics. I don't care about what's going on in Israel. I don't live in Israel. I'm not going to cover it. Number six, and you shouldn't care either. And don't listen to Ben Shapiro and all these people who are saying Israel is our most trusted ally and we have to understand. No, you like it so much, buddy, you fly back there. You go vote. I ain't dealing with it. Number six, challenge to parliament shutdown wrapping up. Britain's top court is hearing final arguments in a case that will determine whether Boris Johnson broke the law by suspending parliament just weeks before the UK is due to leave the EU. Don't really care about international politics, but I'd like to see Britain leave the EU. So, because if that is established and it's successful, maybe we could boot California out. Or maybe, I don't know, Texas, it would be tough. We'd have to do a lot of deportations back to California, but we'll see. Number seven, what women want in New Sedan. Don't care. Number eight, many candidates feeling the burn. Bernie Sanders acknowledges that many of his top proposals, dismissed as radical 4 years ago, have been adopted by much of the 2020 Democratic primary field. Yes, it's a term that's being used more and more, but I feel like it's very applicable to today's issues. He moved the Overton window. That's what he wanted to do in 2016. And that's why Democrats are saying, oh, well, Beto doesn't mean anything about our guns, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter about Beto. It matters about the policy. Policies introduced today that seem extreme will be adapted by 2024. And all it needs to do is be introduced. And if it's introduced and supported by a legacy media, yeah, all of a sudden, everybody has the exact same proposals as Bernie. Because when he was running in 2016, he looked like an outsider, and Hillary was trying to just be that moderate, middle-of-the-road, Democratic establishment candidate, and yada, yada, yada. But now, that uber-progressive wing of the party has taken over the social media field, is the most active in politics, and just like anything else, the most active voice is going to get the attention. Your modern, your Rhode Island Democrat or your, I don't know, Wisconsin Democrat that's just a normal person whose parents voted Democrat and their parents voted Democrat who don't pay attention to any of this stuff, they're not going to get any attention. And so when they see the party goes drastically to the left, well, what happened? Well, you guys don't, just like Republicans, you don't eat, sleep, and live politics. You don't annoy these people, so you're not going to get their attention. So it doesn't shock me. And I'm trying to track policies that have been unveiled here in this 2020 primary, which ones that we think are extreme now, i.e. gun buybacks, that will become mainstream parts of the platform in 2024. Just like as much as we mock the Green New Deal, it's going to be a part of the platform. A, because it was introduced by the squad and nothing they can do is ever pushed back on. And two, it's what they truly want. They'll take the criticism and the ridicule to keep it in the public eye. And eventually, it becomes adopted. Number nine, big money urges governments to tackle climate change. A group of more than 500 major institutional investors warn that the failure to combat global warming could have serious economic consequences. Hold on a second. Hold on one lily dibby dibby. Let's see. Institutional investors, the banks, insurance companies, and pension funds said in a joint statement. Okay. Hey, you know what, banks? Once you stop lending, and I'm borrowing this from Owen Benjamin completely because it's such a great point. I don't want it to make it seem like it's mine. He had a clip or something. When you stop lending money to people in Miami to build condos, when you stop lending money to people in Martha's Vineyard to build $15 million houses, When you stop investing in those places, then I will take it seriously.